nationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author Steve Klein sits down with the most fascinating difference makers in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hear from top CEOs, local entrepreneurs, and key playmakers in business right now with your host, Steve Klein.
Peter Drucker said, "The best way to predict the future is to create it." Hi, I'm Steve Klein, and welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. In the studio today are two guests who create results. Our first playmaker has the entrepreneurial DNA in his blood, while our second playmaker helps businesses gain control over their data. With us today is the president of a company that provides turnkey strategic solutions to solve complex business challenges, while our next playmaker helps his clients become five times more productive. These great playmakers are Chris Hill. Chris is president of Pinnacle Graphics, and George McMahon. George is CEO of BizNet Software, and we're going to begin today's show with Chris. Chris Hill is president and founder of Pinnacle Graphics, an Addison-based marketing and brand management company. Pinnacle Graphics provides turnkey strategic solutions to solve complex business challenges through project management, print, direct mail, and online brand loyalty programs. Chris's epiphany came when he saw an opportunity to meet his customers' needs by developing these turnkey solutions, and Pinnacle Graphics was launched. That was over 20 years ago, and the philosophies he built his organization on still stand today. While always striving to innovate, Chris has also built a successful brand management firm. Chris, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me.
You have been an entrepreneur for a long time. Your first entrepreneurial venture was lawnmower repair at the age of 10 because of, as you say, your family DNA. So how did your family really influence you at that early age?
Well, my entire life I've had grandparents, uncles, both parents, cousins, siblings. Everybody has had their own business of some sort, from wildcatting in the oil field to software business to number of other businesses, and everybody's always had their own company of some sort.
So nobody knows how to work for somebody else.
It's just easier this way.
And that apparently was in your blood because you had lawnmower repair. You had a, I believe you had a door-to-door sales as a teenager. You did landscaping.
Yes.
And how did Pinnacle Graphics begin? It's over 20 years ago, but what gave you the idea to start that business?
Well, it's kind of the same challenge I faced from the time I was the neighbor said I have a broken lawnmower and about $20 to my landscaping business I started in college, where one of the largest distributing companies in the city said, "I have a problem and we've decided you're going to fix it for us because you seem like a capable young college man." So I hired about 25 friends and started a company, and they said, "Great." So that worked for a few years. And then when I got out of college, I worked for a couple of large printing companies, and I learned a number of things about how not to run a business. And it's all about the relationship and the customers and the people that trust your judgment. And after a few years of working for several large firms, I went to several of my customers and I said, "I know you're really looking for a turnkey partner, not just someone producing products for you." And they said, "Yes, and if you'll start your own firm, we'll all follow you." And so we became a turnkey marketing and brand management solution company, and not just a product manufacturing firm.
And the rest is history. It's just all came together. As I'm listening to you, and this is one of the things I work with my clients on, is you focus on the problems out there and begin to look for the solutions, and one of those solutions becomes a business.
Yes. It's more of a consulting, problem-solving industry, and that's the way that I've been trained. And that's really a solution we bring to our customers, because they may have what I call the traditional. They may have the print, the tangible type solutions they need, but then also they need the new digital and the virtual, which is the social media, the online solutions, the web presence. So our job is really to be the turnkey branding partner and to bring the traditional services and blend them with the newer technology, because they do need to be branded globally.
Well, Pinnacle Graphics really doesn't tell the entire story, because you're beyond just the graphics. And by the way, it's pinnaclegraphics.com. On the homepage under Take a Tour and Welcome, the first item you have there is Creative Solutions. And that seems to tell the entire story for your business. When you talk about Creative Solutions, what are you doing for a client?
A good example would be project management for the larger companies is really our forte. Some of the larger clients, we will do their website, e-commerce portal, work with their franchising program. We basically become, on the tangible side of products, we become their company store, the sole source for all of their products, from uniforms to vehicles to all the typical collateral tangible items. And then on the other side, a few years ago, we also began doing their web presence, their social media, direct mail, managing their data. We do billing systems. So it's really the blending of the old and the new, and because they want one partner, because we can impact globally, and they don't have to manage 10 or 15 partners for a new product.
What impressed me, we were speaking before the show started, is the fact that you pull everything together. So no matter what's changed in any of their collateral material, business cards, social media, website, it's all comes together. It's all the same. So it's the same message going through. Is that the focus you have when you work with these clients?
That is what we do, because we may do their online presence, and a lot of companies will help them brand a new product, will help them package a new product. So you do have your retail presence as well as your shelf presence as well as your online. And for them, their peace of mind, and really it's a timing, it's a speed to market, and it's a budgeting consideration where you can have one partner, such as Pinnacle Graphics, and we can implement across the board, and it just goes much quicker.
As we spoke, I was wondering how you stayed in the business for 21 years since you're such an entrepreneur. But something you have that says talks about industry evolution. Talk about that and how things are changing, especially in your business.
Well, in I'd say the last 5 to 10 years, specifically in the print world, in the tangible world, the technology, the computerization, the automation, computer to plate, all of those print technologies have dramatically changed, I'd say 3 to 4 times in the last 10 years. And then on the 10 years ago, social media and web presence was a minor item, but now using the web to transact your business as well as communicate with your business and build brand loyalty programs for your customers, which is what we help them do. But at the end of the day, there's still going to be some tangible delivery of goods and items, whether it's to a customer or to a distributor network.
Well, you mentioned earlier that your range of clients runs the gamut. But who's your ideal client? Who is the type of customer, or what type of customer do you like working with the most?
The startups are pretty exciting. We always do 2 or 3 of those a year. It's generally a spinoff of one of our prior clients. We get a lot of referrals that way. I would say the real sweet spot for Pinnacle, when we do our best value added, our best speed to market consulting, would be between 50 and about 5,000 employees. People that have a very diverse customer base. Most of those have a VAR or distributor network. And at this point, they're just, if you've got 500 resellers, you're trying to herd 500 cats. And our job is to help them be the brand management police, if you will, as some of them call us. How do you herd the cats? How do you get it done right? How do you get it on time? How do you get it done virtually so that the company can go back to their core competency and the reason they were in business, and we will handle a lot of the operations and the messaging.
I can see why you become a partner of the company, because they can run their business and all that other stuff that helps their business, the marketing and everything else, including the advertising, yes, you are now handling for them, and they're secure in what you're doing for them.
And even all the way down, we always end up in the treasury department, because the financial folks, when you have that many moving parts and that many distributors, they want a good, solid financial delivery program that in a matter of a few hours, they can assign, code, and charge back to all the appropriate locations, everything that we've done for the last month.
I want to go back to your philosophy. There's something you wrote that you sent me that said, since many of us are exposed to the same information, all you have to do is, quote, forget less than the person next to you to stay ahead. And your grandfather told you that. How did that impact you, and how does that relate to Pinnacle Graphics?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because my granddad, as well as my dad, who helped me start the business, were very driving force in how I became who I am. But generally, he was real old school. He had his own business. My dad had 2 or 3 businesses. And if we're all in the same environment and we're all involved in the same information, Steve, if you forget half of what I know, guess who wins?
You've got that going. So you're focusing on just staying ahead of the competition.
Yes.
Well, you mentioned your grandfather and your father. You mentioned wildcatting, too. What kind of businesses were they in? Was it all entrepreneurial?
One grandfather was an oil field wildcatter back in the 30s. My dad's father had a plumbing supply company. My dad had 3 software companies on top of his day-to-day job. Mom had a bookkeeping agency, and all my siblings and cousins and uncles were in one type of business or another.
Now, do most of the businesses come to you? Do you find them, or do you go looking for them yourself?
In several vertical markets that we're in, we get a lot of referral business, home security, healthcare, hospice. There are several software companies that have packaging and delivery requirements. But then a lot of it's just networking. People have a solution. They have a problem. Several executives. I generally deal with the owners and the presidents of the companies because they can give me my marching orders on how they want it implemented and how they want the financial reporting done. And it goes rather quickly. Most of the companies are growing real fast. One has gone from 5 locations to almost 40 locations in 2 years.
Well, on your website, again, pinnaclegraphics.com, you have 8 or 9 different areas people can click on. I know you do more than that.
Yes.
But when you work with clients or they're coming to you, is there any one specific thing they're looking for initially that they want you to work on? Or are they saying to you, Chris, we want you to take over everything?
The two areas that they ask the most is how can you deliver products and services to our distributor network, which is what we're known for? And the other one would be, how are you going to report the finances? And they want a solid back-end system that they can delegate to us. We download the reports once a month, and they can move on to their business.
Well, tell everybody again how they can get a hold of you at Pinnacle Graphics.
We're at pinnaclegraphics.com. We're located in Addison, Texas. Or we can call 972-418-1202.
Well, Chris, you obviously do a tremendous amount. Any parting words in terms of what you enjoy the most about what you do? Because, again, you're an entrepreneur. You control it yourself. What do you enjoy the most about being in business for yourself?
The evolution, probably the last 5 to 10 years, that has been the most fun for me is the creative. We're creating branding. We're creating social presence. We're creating global marketing. We're creating packaging. So whether it's a new product or a new company, that's been the best for me. And I love the project management side, but I've got a great creative team. And that's where the juice comes together when we get to deliver.
Well, branding's been around forever, and it's becoming more popular now. But you seem like you're a creative person. That's what you enjoy the most.
That's the best part.
Chris Hill is the president of a company called Pinnacle Graphics. And again, you can find Pinnacle Graphics on the web at pinnaclegraphics.com. Chris, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me.
Don't go away. We have more. Our next guest is in the business software business. His name is George McMahon. He's the CEO of BizNet Software. We're going to talk about how his business started and what he does when we come back right after this.
Eat a sub at Jersey Mike's in March and help wipe out kids' cancer. All DFW Jersey Mike's locations are donating money to wipe out kids' cancer for every sub sold this month. On Wednesday, March 26, WOKC Day, Jersey Mike's will donate 100% of sales to wipe out kids' cancer. Eat a sub at Jersey Mike's this month and make a difference for kids with cancer. Visit WOKC.org for more information.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment, we're going to talk about business software. We have George McMahon, who's president and CEO of BizNet Software Incorporated. It's a company he founded in October of 1996, and he's been its chairman since April of 2000. George personally designed BizNet Software's core technology and has over 15 years' experience in software development, implementation, and consulting. He began his career as a certified public accountant at Ernst & Young and has advised and managed the implementation of software integration and financial auditing projects with Nortel Networks and Claris Corporation within the financial, health, insurance, and telecommunications sectors. George, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you very much.
Well, early in your career, you had early in your new business, you had a major setback occurring that happened as a result of relying on another company. So how did that loss of a software product change your business?
Well, exactly. What happened is I started the company with the idea of building an add-on for another software product. that I was very familiar with. I used to work there. And I was lucky enough to actually raise some outside funding and ready to start a business. You know, you find your office, you hire your first employees. It's really hard in those early days to really do anything productive. You're just so distracted. There's just so many questions and rent and offices and furniture. And it feels like the product and the customers tend to slip to the bottom of your priority list. But after a few months, we finally were able to kind of try to focus on building a product and the company that we were going to attach our software to. We were going to help all these customers report better. Well, that product actually got sold off to another company, as we had mentioned previously, up in Canada. And my relationship with the new company was I had none. There was no relationship. And I tried. I flew to Toronto. I met with their management team, and it was a bunch of closed doors. So I basically was going to crash, dive, and run out of money. And I got lucky.
And that was very early.
That was within the first year. Like I say, I probably just finished picking out cubes and wallpaper and stuff. And that didn't look good at all. And needless to say, morale wasn't real great either. It was horrible. And I'll be honest, what happened is I did have a few customers. I mean, it wasn't zero, right? I had a few, and I ended up getting about 12. And they're the ones that actually asked me to help them. When this new company acquired this accounting package, and then lucky for me, the new company abandoned it. They had it for a year and just mothballed it. Well, you've got about 200 insurance companies running that software product and saying, hey, we don't want to leave right now. This isn't a great time for us. As you mentioned, I'm a former CPA, and this new company actually retired that product. This just shows you sometimes you just can't make this stuff up. They literally sent an email saying we're going to retire the product like in November. Now, as you know, most companies close their books in December. A horrible time for bad news for accountants is November. I mean, they are not ready to look for accounting software. So I got lucky there. And they kept saying, George, can you just support this product and give us time to close the books and find a new one? And I did. I mean, I wasn't sure I could do it, but you're not sure of anything at that point. So, I hired a few people that could run the support desk, and I flew around the country and did little road shows, and we signed about 80 companies. And that was really lucky. I would be out of business, no question. I would have been out of cash and have to get a real job.
Which proves the old adage, when one door closes, another one opens. You've been talking about how that impacted your business, but let's talk about what you do, what your software is. It's BizNet Software. It's BizNetSoftware.com. Your background, as you said, you were a CPA. You worked with Ernst & Young.
Mm-hmm.
The idea, there was a germ of idea that happened. Talk about how that idea came to you and actually what you do for your clients.
Right. Well, it didn't come to me right away. It took years. I made a lot of mistakes. I won't bore you with some of those, but you read it in a lot of the books, and in my case, it was true. And unlike your previous guest, I don't even think I knew an entrepreneur. I'm not an entrepreneur. I'd never thought I would start my own company. I literally fell into it by accident. It was a series of I guess fortunate moves, but this was not a master plan of mine at all. And when I ended up starting that company and failure, barely, make enough money, the product that we've had success with now, I invented in 2006. And the basic premise was that, like a lot of accountants, I use spreadsheets a lot, right? And a lot of my friends, a lot of my accounting friends, we're in them a lot all day. And it bugged me how hard it was to get the data into the spreadsheet. Once they were in there, I could get the books, I could do charts, graphs, all kinds of fancy formulas, beautiful reports. But getting the data in was no fun. And anyone that's done it probably knows that pain. And you have to learn about things like comma-separated values and copy and pasting and external data and SQL queries. And I just thought there's got to be a better way. So I automated all that, basically. I just rolled my sleeves up and I dove down into all these databases where all the accounting data lives and wrote hundreds and thousands of queries over the years to pull the data out in a way that accountants can trust it. And so they buy our product because they can immediately begin to continue to use their Excel with the numbers that tie. And they don't have to worry about CSVs and importing and all that stuff.
Well, one of the things it says on your website, which is going to tie in with what you said, is that you can help a company become five times more productive. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, what we're saying is that if you go – here's the challenge with spreadsheets, the way accountants use them. We use them daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annually, right, depending on the report, whether you're closing the books or doing account reconciliation or bank rec or whatever you're doing. And if the data you need to do the report lives outside the spreadsheet, which it does, like in most cases, then the effort to get it in is not reusable. That's the problem. Like, I may take me 4 hours to get my raw data in and maybe an hour to actually do the report. And then next week, 4 more hours to get the new weekly data in. It's not good. I mean, it's just, I'll be honest, you know, as you're a CPA, you really go, is this why I passed the exam, you know, to learn about this stuff? It's just not fun. So the pickup in the 80% pickup is the 4 hours goes to like minutes. It's just automated. It's on a ribbon on your toolbar. You click it, the numbers tie. And it's kind of fun. When you first put the product in, of course, accountants will be doing it the old way to make sure they tie, and we'll be ticking them and running the 10 keys and everything. And then at some point, they trust them. Numbers tie. I don't have to tie them out. And all of a sudden, they're going home on time, and they can start to focus on what the numbers look like. You know, I'm sure I'm not alone with other accountants that have spent hours in spreadsheets and made sure they look really pretty, and they're going to the boss, and like the balance sheet didn't balance. That's a true story for me. I mean, I felt pretty bad as a CPA presenting a balance sheet to a partner that didn't balance. Because you don't have time to look at the numbers. You're too busy just aggregating them.
Yeah, that could be one of the worst things that could happen to a CPA. But knowing what you say about CPA, they're going to run dual systems to make sure it runs just because the type of person they are. Mm-hmm. What's the startup on something like this? You begin to work with a client. How quickly can you get it acclimated into what they're doing?
Yeah, our new products you can literally download on the fly.
That's amazing. Now, do you spend much time consulting with these clients to work with them, to help them use it, help them understand it, get going?
Our products install and are intuitive enough that we have a small services group. It's like we have a lot of customers now. We've been growing very quickly for the last 5 years. We've been one of the fastest growing companies in North Texas the last 3 years. I think we were 11th, maybe.
Congratulations.
Thank you. This past year, 11th fastest growing. So we're adding a lot of customers, and by far the majority of them can read the documentation, watch our tons of videos that are out there, and begin to use the product with no outside consulting needed. We do have a services group, but it's pretty small. And so the answer to your question is no. Generally, they don't need us. You know, they can get the product in and make use of it without us. And in cases when they want to extend it, that's when we get involved.
And you can see, you can understand all that by going into George's website, which is biznetsoftware.com. What about new products? What's upcoming? What's in the future for George McMahon and BizNet Software?
That's my favorite part, actually. And as I said earlier, I'm a CPA that loved to play with computers. And actually, it could have just as easily been the other way around. I remember earlier in my career, people would say, George, this is really weird. How did a CPA become a programmer? And I go, well, really, the real question is how did a programmer become a CPA? That's really the way I view it because I was born to like code. I just was born a little bit too early, or else there's no way I would have been a CPA. But what excites me and what I'm focusing on now is the next 3 years, right? And the biggest shift, without question, is all this business data that's being moved from relational databases, which are usually on-premise, to cloud. And you've heard the term cloud. And basically now we've got companies moving their data, and it's accessible over the internet, which is good, but it's also scary. And the tools, the legacy tools that me and all my other competitors have used to help you report on your data don't work in the cloud. So it's a brand new kind of land grab, you know, wild, wild west, where we've got to just invent new stuff. We're really active inventing new secure ways to get to that data and make it fast. That's the real challenge. So I am focusing on several patents we're working on right now that help us access cloud-based data and report on it in a fast, easy way for our customers.
Well, most people don't understand what a cloud is, And as you said, it's still a wild, wild west.
Oh, there's no question.
The biggest fear is security, and we hear about that almost daily in the news. So I can see that's the area that you want to work on to make sure that it's secure for those clients, and they don't have the problems, and it makes it even easier to put together their data.
Yeah, yeah. The security, as you might expect, business, we're not security experts. So what we do is we see what security protocols are being used, especially by the leaders like Amazon, Google, and Microsoft. And then we include that protocol in our code. So we know how important it is. But thankfully, we've got other people that's their full-time job. So we can still focus on business problems.
Thought leadership. You want to be a leader in that area. How do you want to do that?
Well, I think – and that's – I mean, that's a marketing term that you're picking off my website. But really, I am more of a – dirt under the nails guy. I mean, you can call it thought leadership, but I'm really more focused on providing my customers choices. That's really all I'm about. And if that's thought leadership, fine. But what I really want is to be able to understand their problems and solve them in a way that makes sense and that's stable and that's priced as low as I can get it, basically. So, you know, my marketing people may call that thought leadership, but I take a simpler approach. I build products that I would want to buy if I were still a real accountant.
So, George, how could a potential client or prospect get a hold of you?
Well, the website is absolutely the best. It's biznetsoftware.com. And we've got clients around the world now. I think I don't even know how many countries we're in. But the website, you know, we're working on multi-language and multi-currency, but that all the information's out there. And we have a big sales team now, for me big at least, you know, a lot of direct and then I think over 250 resellers around the world.
So if you'd like to get more information about Biznet Software, just go to biznetsoftware.com. George, thank you very much for being a guest on Playmakers Talk Show.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
George McMahon, CEO of Biznet Software, and again, that's biznetsoftware.com. This has been a terrific show. Thank you very much for joining us. It's been great having you on the show, actually, both our guests. Join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our replays and our past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
Who will Steve be interviewing next? Find out on Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein every Friday afternoon at 3 on 770 KAAM. Hear this interview again by going to Steve's website, PlaymakersTalkShow.com.